Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Zoe B.
I'm Tom Walker.
And today's topic is beneath...
Good, you did it!
I did it.
...the Earth. Thank goodness, Zoe.
Worms.
There was no question implied by the topic, but I'm happy that you answered.
Worms.
More earth for a bit.
Worm is basically
more earth for a bit. Wet earth.
Yeah.
Hard earth.
Oh, true.
More correct. Earth again.
Yeah.
Normal earth, and then the sky.
Where did you start?
Yeah.
I was starting from the top down. You went from the in out.
No. I went top down. Go back out.
Yeah.
Like a worm.
I went from the top down and then all the way back.
Oh,
all the way
I see.
Through.
Where was that even? In China, as
where
they
was
say.
The hot?
Oh, I said
the
wet. Hot.
You said wet.
Yeah, I was put wet to be. Anyway.
Lava. Is lava wet, technically? On a technical level?
It's molten.
Yeah.
Like a chocolate lava cake.
No, I don't know if that makes it wet.
Yeah, if it's a liquid, that inherently makes something wet.
No, but no.
It's wet, but it's not cool. I think you're conflating cool and wet.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking of water as your one thing that's wet, aren't you?
Yes. Absolutely.
Wait, does wet mean liquid or does wet mean cold? What does wet mean?
Wet means liquid.
No,
wet
I don't
means
know that's
liquid.
True.
If you fall in lava.
If you fall in lava, are you wet?
If you didn't burn to death, you'd be wet.
So a rock that's covered in lava is a wet rock?
Yes.
That doesn't sound right.
It doesn't
feel right. The
volcano's
erupting.
It's like a big wet.
Wow, man, that volcano is wet as shit. That doesn't sound right. Is lava wet?
We're also like saying that the only two liquids in the world are water and lava.
Name another.
Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Can't be done. Juice.
Juice. Salt water. Fuck.
Lava is technically wet, apparently, according to Quora.com, but that doesn't sound right. What else we got? What other sources have we got?
No stupid... Source? That's also wet?
Yeah, that's
there
true.
We go.
Wetness can be seen as a function of how water soaks into and sticks to an object. The object wets. Yeah. The water wets the
like
object.
Like if you were holding some mercury, not good for you, but doable.
Because water isn't technically wet.
Pardon me?
Well, water's not wet because it's water.
Right, water
you
can't be wet because it itself makes things
you
wet.
You can't wet water. If I put more water to water, I'm just making more water. It's not wetting
but
the original water.
But dry things can become wet.
Yes.
Yes, but water, because it isn't wet, isn't dry.
But water is not
exempt,
dry either.
So water is exempt from the dry or wet
paradigm. It does not exist within those boundaries.
But so water isn't wet?
Here's a question, though.
Let's just all go back to sleep. This fucking sucks.
If I pour water on lava, have I wet the lava?
I feel like the water would evaporate before it hits the
so
lava.
So lava's not liquid?
No, it's liquid.
No, it is liquid.
It's just hotter than water.
Hot liquids exist.
Yeah, that's true. Boiling water.
Yes, and lava.
I'm still not convinced lava is wet. Because everywhere I looked in that brief second when I skimmed two articles, they were like, wetness is defined by being able to soak into something.
Yes, but lava soaks into things that it doesn't burn away. So it soaks into like other rock that it can't melt. Yeah, lava goes everywhere. You ever spill a cup of lava on the carpet? You can be picking that stuff up for months.
How am I going to clean up that with a mop?
You can't just vacuum it up.
Yeah, that's why you keep the plastic on your couch. So if you spill your cup of lava, it fuses to the plastic. Yeah, and you're like,
a big hard lump.
That's fine. Just sit around it. That's
good. Plastic is real safe because it's underneath a layer of rock.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that to test, to do science, that about hot metal, they use mayonnaise?
Huh?
Jackson,
you want to rephrase that question?
That is one of the worst sentences you've come out with. So, to do science about hot metal, they use mayonnaise. Let's start with this. Who is they?
Scientists.
When scientists you want to do science with hot metal.
When
they use mayonnaise.
When they want to test.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
When they want to. No.
What tests do they want to do, Jack?
No, they want to see how hot metal moves. They use mayonnaise because it's got the same consistency as hot metal.
Yeah. So instead of okay. Okay. So mayonnaise is like hot. A room temperature easy way of seeing how molten metal would move.
Yes. Yes, because hot metal's too hot to work with.
Great. Now, do you see how that's different to what you said?
Well, my initial go-to
when they want to do science.
My initial
with hot metal, they use mayonnaise.
Initially, I was going to say hot metal is like mayonnaise. Thank God I backed up and tried something else.
Really cleared that one up for us, Jack.
Oh, God. Oh, no, I'm trying to lose my... Do you have any diet light metal? The carbs on this.
I need something that's not so eggy, please.
Yeah. Oh, great job. I have this molten steel to tip down your gullet.
Oh, Lord. Well, I feel like we're no closer to discovering whether or not lava is a liquid, so let's move on.
Did you... I remember someone telling me that mayonnaise eats through containers of plastic if you don't have specific types of plastic.
What? That's gross.
Really?
And mayonnaise is too smart for us.
Mayonnaise is... If anything way is going clever to defeat the human race, yeah, it's our hubris at making a concoction of eggs, which due to my very limited understanding of stem cells, I assume is cosmically smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it must so like have
a vat,
to be.
Yeah, a vat of mayonnaise has essentially the potential energy of a billion chickens. So it
I
could.
I think that's how the math works out there.
Yeah.
I just have this feeling
some
like
roiling mass of souls.
And this just goes to show how little I understand about basically anything. But the ominousness of working in a mayonnaise factory and a bubbling, gigantic vat of mayonnaise. Do you kind of know what I'm picturing here?
Yes.
Yeah, I know what you're picturing. I don't know where you're
but
going.
Can you see
that
how
one
that's ominous? Like, imagine you've got to do the rounds. You're like a security guard at a mayonnaise factory.
Do you think
yes
that the mayonnaise
yes thing... Draw me the vat.
Yeah, I'm drawing you.
Thank
the
you.
Vat.
Yes. It's looking pretty accurate. It's
looking Jackson, like... yeah. Am I accurate in thinking that you have one type of factory in your mind, and it's the kind of factory where the Joker falls in a vat of chemicals?
Yeah, basically.
And
imagine
that applies to everything from mayonnaise kind of to carrots
vat
to laptops.
Factory. No, I think it's actually this factory was cemented in my mind as my factory when I watched an episode of... Do you remember the TV show Freaky Stories?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was one episode about... Yeah, it too was bad. It's too freaky, the stories.
More stories, thanks.
It was about a grape factory or a grape juice factory.
No, they're about to say grapes.
Yeah. Like, no, it was for grape juice. And they had big vats of grape juice and somebody hucked a loogie into one of the vats of grape juice. And the girl who was telling the story was like, I'm never going to drink grape juice again in case it's got loogie in it. And that it became my factory from that point on. And
is
yes,
this how you think vats look?
Yes, and the mayonnaise is bubbling away in that, and there's just a walkway between them.
So it's
them
kind of like a big barrel with like links on it to either side to stabilize it.
Yeah.
But
those links are rotatable so it can tip forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, well, for when the lucky young gentleman who wins the golden ticket comes to the factory and gets to drink all the mayonnaise he can stomach.
Mayonnaise is so slow for
our... Okay, I have a pitch. It's Willy Wonka, but it's a Porto's or Nando's. And so there's a flowing white river of mayonnaise.
Yes.
The Oompa Loompas are exactly the same, but they have crusty skin like fried chicken. The exact same orange golden hue.
These are my fried chicken nightmare boys.
Yeah. This is a packet of nugget that you put, this is a nugget that you put in your mouth and it never stops being crunchy.
Somehow it's so bad applied to meat and like, I don't know why, because that should be good, an eternally crunchy chicken nugget. But
yeah, there's something about a savory Willy Wonka that's truly disgusting.
Coming to like everything in this garden you can eat and it's all meat and potato.
Well, welcome to my meat and potato expires way quicker than candy does.
Yeah, there's some primal ape part of my brain that's like
that you got to eat within 2 days.
Eat it quick.
Yeah, the only part that of the factory that's safe is like the jerky quadrant.
Yeah.
And the rest of it has to be burned to the ground every 3 days.
I'm imagining big trees made out of several chicken wings splaying out. It's just not good.
Maybe I love this.
Ooh, it is.
I'm sorry. I like umami, Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
And have I ever told you about the time my brother had chicken jam?
What?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Which is a heinous thing. No, it's what it sounds like. So my brother has a friend who made him chicken jam.
Sure.
Like one would make strawberry jam.
Or
plum jam. I was like, name other types of jams.
Fruit. That's all you're going to do.
We only have strawberry and chicken.
Those are my two jam types.
Fair.
And it was this little, not even a little, like a sauce bottle. Like a
passata bottle?
A passata bottle filled with chicken jam that my brother slowly forced everyone to eat.
Is that not off chicken?
I would say so.
Because you make jam, correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm.
Oh, no. I've set myself up to describe how
I know how to make jam, so I can correct you.
You get hot water.
Sure. I would start with whatever fruit.
I'm laying out the ingredients. Right. You put the hot strawberries in the jar.
Yep.
Then the hot water.
Yep.
Seal it up.
No.
Okay, where'd I go wrong?
So you'd grab your fruit or your chicken, put that in your pot.
Let's just start in a utopian world where chicken jam doesn't exist.
Okay.
So, because there's something so awful about you get your fruit or chicken. We can't honor this early. No.
Chicken jam has to sneak up on us. It can't be part of the basic process. Okay?
My brother was like 17, 16 when this happened, so my mum would periodically clean his room and find the vial of chicken jam.
Wait, so he didn't...
He kept it in his room.
Why not put it in the pantry? I don't know much about chicken jam, but my initial instinct would be to keep it in the fridge because it's chicken.
Yeah, it's the most off thing you could make.
It's meat. No matter what, it's meat.
It's a preserve at this point.
It's still meat. I don't know if that means anything. Aren't you just pickling it?
What happens to the meat to make it not kill me? Wait, no. Let's go back to jam making.
Okay, we still don't know how jam happens.
You get your fruit, and then you add boiling water, and you add like a copious amount of sugar, and the sugar will preserve the fruit. That's why jam doesn't really go off. Like, that's why you can keep it in the cupboard for so long.
Sure.
So with your chicken jam, you do the same thing, but it would be like, you know when you make like a soup, and every now and then you'll get like a little slither of chicken, like that has fallen off the bone?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's what the chicken consistency was. But also surrounded by like a jelly.
Oh. So it was just sweet jellied chicken.
That is the worst thing I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
If it was mushed down.
It's as mushed down as chicken can physically get.
If they'd minced it, maybe I would have been happier.
Yeah, maybe mince.
But just slivers of chicken and jelly. Oh my God, I feel nauseous.
It was real foul, and it was like one of those things that he would trick you, and not trick you, like he was still 16, so you're like, I can see through your lies, mate. Yeah. But he would be like, eat it!
And it would be
just like holding a spoon. Ah,
speech level 100. He's defeated me once again.
Yeah, like, oh no.
He's finessed me into a position where all I can do what is am I eat to do? The chicken jam.
This is the question, I think, certainly on my lips and it's probably on everyone else's. Was it good?
I refuse to eat it. Okay. But I can ask Ari or my folks because they
don't ask Ari. He will be biased. If you receive a jar of chicken jam, you either have to, if you keep a jar of chicken jam, you have to have accepted somewhere in your heart that it's good.
Yeah, he had it for so long.
Oh, that's
imagine like you're cleaning your son's room. You're so scared you're gonna find porn, but what you find is a vial of chicken jam.
Why'd he keep it in his room?
I don't know why he kept it in his room.
No part of this story is good.
Yeah, not a single element of this pleases me. I would love to know how and why that happened. And I fear it because it opens it up. For me, previous to this conversation, jam was a sweet thing. And jam could be made with fruit. Now, evidently, there are no jam rules. And you can jam whatever the fuck you want.
A savory jam is a terrifying prospect.
Yeah.
But is it not? Does this chicken jam use sugar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it would be sweet. It would be kind of like a sweet chili chicken,
yeah,
but without the chili and a
just sweet chicken.
Chicken.
Sweet chicken.
This is no good.
Yeah, I hate that I know about this. How long did it take him to finish it?
I don't know.
Does he still have it?
I don't think so.
Guys, I'm thinking about savory Willy Wonka again.
Yeah, I'm
thinking about the rotisserie chicken room. Yeah.
I'd be down for it.
It's I'm
it was
actually
so
really
so.
It was so. Yeah, so bad. He's leaving out one word.
Yeah, I'm liking savory Willy Wonka with that wall that tasted like various fruits, just tasting like various cuts of meat.
Oh, sorry, he just said it was more of a marmalade, which I'm not huge on.
Oh my god. Yeah, the problem must be the genre of food the preserved chicken got turned into.
Oh my god. I feel like a marmalade is chunkier, so in many ways I feel like I agree. Yeah.
So it was a spread.
He said it wasn't gross or anything.
Was it meant to go on bread? On toast?
It was meant to go on, but you're not going to eat it like with a spoon.
I mean, sure, that would have been my assumption. But as we found out, there are no rules anymore. Chaos reigns, chicken
can do
jam.
Whatever the fuck you like with jam.
Hey, guess what? They held the purge, but with jam. There were no rules with foods. You could do whatever crimes you want.
Nobody fucking noticed.
We got a jar of chicken jam out of it.
Delish.
So if you could, okay, how about this? If you could live, no, if I removed, I'm a food genie, and I removed all food.
Hello, did we rub your lamp?
I came out of a roast chicken. I came out where the stuffing goes. I wasn't in the chicken when it was alive.
I wasn't rubbing it.
Well, that is the only way I'm summoned, no judgment. No, it wasn't. Just I must have knocked up against it.
So many.
I've been doing something else and my hand was near it. I don't know.
Whatever, I'm not judging. You can stop explaining yourself.
The heavy sigh of a genie as he realizes that someone was rubbing their dick on his lamp.
What do you want? It's going to be dick-based or lamp-based. Yeah. But if I could remove all food law from your life, so you can combine anything with anything, you can do anything to anything, what would you make? I keep imagining stuffing a whole roast chicken with donuts. I don't know why. Just filling
because
the middle.
It's got the consistency of stuffing.
Or whipped cream. Let's explore that.
It would melt in the oven.
Chocolate whipped cream. Oh, it would, and that
but
would be.
But there's no food law.
There's no food rules.
Yeah, no laws. Anything goes.
The purge, but it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's a food purge. For 24 hours, all food rules are destroyed. What are you going to do? I keep, for some reason, going back to putting things in a roast chicken. Clearly, that's an appealing idea to me.
Absolutely, it is. I think there's something also appealing about different brands of sandwich, which would be illegal under any other law.
Yeah.
So you obviously have, you know, the double down. Mm-hmm. Can we dream bigger?
Oh, that's triple down.
I mean, anything, even like an ice cream sandwich, but it's ice cream between two, like, sourdough.
Oh.
Yes. For some reason, my mind went to, I'm like, well, okay, so the double down was born out of taking items already on the menu and deciding they would be the bread. Mm. And then my mind went to milkshakes.
Yes.
So a milkshake, bit of chicken,
and another milkshake
underneath.
So are you picturing the milkshake still in their containers?
Yes, I am.
Great.
And somehow the chicken's in the middle, and I don't know how you eat that, but you figure it out.
I would imagine a double down, but in the same vein of having two bits of chicken, but you get two drumsticks and you use them as your utensils.
Oh, now that I like.
So you grab your, like, your drumstick and you're like, I'm going to use this like a spoon, mashed potato and gravy in my mouth.
So you get the drumstick, do you bite like, a little hollow out of it to spoon
if you
with?
It's like, you know when you go to like fancy chocolate places and they'll have chocolate spoons that you can mix your hot chocolate
yes.
with? Yes. And you're like, oh. We've taken the worst part of the hot chocolate, the metal spoon, and
everyone,
made it more chocolate.
Everybody is so well known. Hate the metal spoon.
You hate the metal spoon.
Fuck! I got the metal spoon in my hot chocolate.
Can I say, how about grilled cheese sandwich, but instead of cheese, it's a Snickers?
Oh,
yes.
Now, here's a quick word from our sponsor. Also, look, Shut Up a Second is great, but did you know that here at Sans Pants Radio, we produce at least six other podcasts? Possibly you're looking for a show that instead of frustrating you, like Shut Up a Second probably does, helps you decide which video games to get and play, because Jackson and his good friends reviewed them. If this sounds like you, then why not head to SansPantsRadio.com and look for Thumb Cramps, our video game review podcast that's far better than it has any right to be.
Also, maybe cheese on top?
Oh yeah!
Is cheese and chocolate... Is that done? Or is it...
It could be better.
That sounds like a food crime.
It does. It sounds illegal, but I'm a fan.
Because it's too much dairy.
Yeah, it is a lot of
so
dairy.
So much dairy. You're right. That's a clogger if ever I saw one.
What about this? Okay, and this is complicated to achieve, but I think it's powerful if we can do it.
Great.
You get a watermelon.
Yes.
Okay, you cut it in half.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you sprinkle cheddar on top of the watermelon.
Yes, good.
Then with a blowtorch, melt the cheddar onto the melon.
Ooh.
Eat it with a spoon.
That would
boom.
Be sick.
Boom.
Crispy, and then a different kind of crispy beneath.
Yeah, trying to get just wrong textures to make love.
It would be a good flavor, though. It would mouthfeel-wise... fucking heinous.
Yeah.
But like
cheesy melon?
Cheesy melon isn't the worst because it's salty.
Yeah.
And sweet. Like watermelon goes with salty things.
That's true.
I feel like we're just spending our time here crafting the poor man's ortolan, and I'm all about it.
What does ortolan mean?
That's a bird that was an item of great controversy and also dreaming in French cuisine, where it's like a small bird that you basically fatten up by force feeding it and then drown it in wine.
Mm.
And then you cook it. And you, it's like a tiny songbird, you know,
oh,
and
it
wouldn't fit in
whole?
Your hand. It's the one you eat whole with a sheet over your face so God can't see.
We should probably.
That's how
all...
I masturbate.
Oh, good.
Sheet over the face.
Whole bird in mouth.
It's the only way I can get off, man.
Doing it underneath a blanket, giving yourself a kind of sexual Dutch oven.
A friend of mine once told me, thinking that this was like the normal way, that it was almost like he'd got a life hack. He was like, you know, if you put a towel underneath you when you masturbate, you can just come on that. And I was like, what are you talking about? Immediately found out he'd been masturbating on all fours onto a towel.
Wow! Like a dog.
Yeah.
That's amazing. How does that... That's one of those things that you know naturally evolves in the wild. Like, as in, that comes from no learning and figuring it out yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's incredible. It's kind of like the way you eat an orange, but for masturbating.
My dad eats an orange. Oh, well, I masturbate like my dad masturbates.
Oh, no.
Sheet overhead, hiding from God.
That's rough to hear. We should probably also invest in some sheets, though, to hide our food crimes from God. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Is there something that can be done with... cheesels being used on your fingers.
Surely.
And throughout the meal, they soak up the flavors of whatever you're eating. And at the end, your dessert is already there.
Yes, I like
it's
this.
Like when you go to a seafood restaurant, they give you that little bowl of water and lemon to like spritz your hands in.
Yes.
Slowly, that's going to accumulate the flavors of the meal. And then you drink the bowl.
Your cheesels in there.
Mm. Can I pitch an alternative?
Yeah.
Bread gloves. But I mean like white bread so that they'll properly absorb everything you touch and put in your mouth. And also,
you're using
them
to wipe the bowls.
Yeah, exactly. And then you eat them off your hands in one delicate movement somehow that doesn't just look like you deep-throating your own mouth.
Yeah, no.
Oh, yum.
None of us were thinking we'd put the whole hand in and then draw it out without the glove like a cartoon cat eating a fish.
Oh, that was delicious.
Oh, no, Jackson went too far on the bread hand again and just drew out a skeleton hand.
Yeah,
but... shove your hand back in your mouth.
Yeah, and then pull
it. Put the skin back on!
I'm just going to leave it there till the skin grows back.
Oh, I hate
How did this. I say that?
You guys, I love thinking about food crime.
Yeah, it's really, because I think...
You guys went for fun food crime as well. My brain went for an egg salad sandwich with sprinkles.
Whoa.
That is really
Fairy
bad.
Fairy bread egg salad.
That's
really bad.
And it's crunchy bad. Egg.
Yeah. Yeah. Flavor and texture, both. None of it works. Yeah. Oh, that's awful.
Hard-boiled egg inside a Cadbury cream egg.
Oh, yes. Chocolate egg.
Yeah.
Now we're talking. Who else's creative juices are going crazy right now here? Something we can do more with egg. I'm thinking about putting things in an egg or boiling an egg in things.
Egg is such a versatile and easily made awful ingredient.
Absolutely. Yeah. What about a boil an egg chocolate milk? So you get the eggy flavor, but the chocolatey, milky flavor as well. What do we think? Are we fans? Yeah.
What about a Coke spider with a fried egg on top?
Oh, yes.
Coca-Cola, scoop of ice cream, fried egg.
You eat it with a fork.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to crack open the yolk so it dribbles into your drink.
Yes.
What can we do with straws? So the straw is underused.
We hate straws.
Well, yeah, we've got to save the environment. Don't kill those turtles with a straw. Kill them with your fists. But what we got to do... I know the rules. Don't worry.
I'm not anti-turtle. I'm just really pro-straw.
I am anti-turtle.
I think that the straw... Okay, so obviously we could have those wafer sticks that are hollow on the inside.
Yes.
Also, potential absolute winner, the Humble Tim Tam Slam could become widespread across all drinks.
Mm-hmm. All liquids. Do a soup with it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Broth
a soup through a Tim Tam.
Broth
a rich
through a
tomato soup.
No.
What? Steaming hot tomato soup. Sucked through a Tim Tam.
Yeah, your Tim Tam just explodes. You've got tomatoey, chocolatey hands at the end of that. And it's great as well with that because you're basically firing boiling tomato soup into the back of your throat. There's no way you come out of that unscathed. Oh, that is bad. Yes, soups. I think soups as well. Broths is something we can do there with broths. There's so much room to grow.
Yeah.
Is there, a kind of... Can we make some kind of dessert-based broth by boiling down perhaps a Cadbury's favorite box?
Yes.
The or like a Rose's chocolate.
Yes.
Where we use that as the miso base for a beautiful Cadbury's ramen.
Yes. So, okay, yeah. So we begin with... you have maybe one cup of vegetable broth. Pour that in. Melt in the chocolate.
Yep.
Seafood, some scampi, some shrimp.
Blech.
Nothing goes better than chocolate and seafood.
That has always been such a flavor combination.
Oh, yeah, we all know.
And then you stir together a little bit of chili.
Yeah.
We all know about how you just always put sprinkles and freckles on top of an oyster before you eat it.
That's bad. Oysters is bad for texture. If we can combine something with oysters, we're in the
what
money
about
there.
What if we eat an oyster with one of those chocolate spoons?
Wasn't today's topic under the world or something like that?
Yes, today's topic is under the world.
Under the world.
Worms! Beneath the earth. Okay, say you're a worm.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk it out.
Done.
Okay, how does this impact your life?
I have no arms. I've got no legs.
Yeah.
I've got no brain.
Yeah. But you can...
I've got that weird turtleneck, though.
Yes. The best bit of the worm.
Mm-hmm.
The fat lump around the neck.
What is it for?
Yeah. Separating the neck from the rest of the neck, which is the rest of the worm.
Yeah, that turtleneck exists for pure definition. Yeah. That's all it's there for. So we can tell where the worm begins and ends.
It's nice to have an arrow. Is the worm... Does the worm know it's a worm?
I have no idea. Do you think sometimes it's just out in sunlight and it's like,
I think when a worm finds itself on like a bit of pavement, that worm doesn't know why it's dying.
Absolutely.
That worm is like, what went wrong? Everything was fine till this moment. Now I'm really dry.
It was so soft and dark, and this wasn't a concern before, but now it's not.
When a worm pops its head out of the earth, that is the most baffling moment for the worm. The worm is like, the worm's like, life's good, I'm moist, I'm putting dirt in one end and shitting out better dirt at the other end. Oh no, it's bright, I'm scared.
The worm's last moments of its interior monologue is like, okay, so it turns out there's this thing called Up, and I've been digging in it.
Wow!
And also, I didn't know that directions were a thing that led to stuff that wasn't just more Earth.
And you can tell that the worm's thinking that, because when a worm is out of the ground, it just does that kind of, like, slightly annoyed wriggle. Like, it's like, yeah. What the fuck is this? Gotta get back down. Worms, though, can't be scared. So let's talk about that.
That's true.
If a worm is lying in the ground and I'm like, ah! The worm, unaware of what's happening.
Yeah, the worm, even if the worm knew about how we've made a saying about how the early bird gets it.
Yeah.
No matter how early. I guess there's, hey, is there a predator that exists that could go after the very early worm?
Owls, the night bird.
Yeah. Right.
So it ratchets over to being the late bird gets the very early worm. Yeah. And thus, we've justified laziness for the rest of time.
Yeah. Well, it's like when you've been out all night and you have to catch the first train home.
Yeah, that's the equivalent.
And that's why the owl gets the worm that's trying to get the leg up on its early brothers.
And I quite like that because the owl also gets the light worm as well. Yeah. The last worm of the day is the first meal an owl can eat. Do you know what I mean?
No matter when you get up, you can get a worm.
Don't worry about it.
There's no rules.
There's always so many worms.
Yeah.
Guys. Yeah. They work around your schedule.
That's what's nice about worms. Something I like as well about, well, I guess it is about worms. Nobody calls anybody a worm anymore. And that is an insult. Rules. Because it's so. You fucking worm. Like, there's so much.
I would be
much...
so offended if someone called me a worm.
Yeah. There's so much power to calling someone a worm.
Such a comprehensive insult.
Yeah, absolutely. You're saying they're pathetic. They're lower than you as well, I think, is implied by calling someone a worm.
They're some kind of damp, writhing mess.
Yeah, absolutely. You worm. You fucking worm? What do we think? You fucking worm.
Yeah, no, you fucking worm's great because it just... Like, you worm, like, really accentuated things. It, like, implies that you've kind of thought about it a little bit.
But
like,
yeah.
You fucking worm. Like, you're like, that's pure. That's visceral.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
That implies that you didn't have to pause to think of the word to describe them. It just sprang to your lips naturally.
You could look at this person and that was the first thing. Oh, you imagine sucking a worm down?
No, I just was imagining being called a worm.
Oh, I see.
No, I didn't like it. My body rejected it.
Because you made the noise like, glack, glack, glack. But no, that was just from the cruelty of others.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Would fried worms be good?
Would fried worms?
Yeah.
Yeah, surely. If you're going to fry anything.
It'd be like a shoestring fry. The worm is nothing if not the shoestring of the earth. Shoestring fry of the earth.
I feel like a worm, when you fry it, gets really chewy and stringy in a good way. Yeah. Do you
like
know what
a calamari.
I mean? Yeah, but herein lies the rub of the worm is all it eats is dirt. So it's a dirt pile of stringy worm meat.
Well, so do snails.
Yeah.
Can we eat those?
Do snails eat dirt, Zoe?
What else would they eat?
I don't know, leaves?
I don't think snails... snails are predators.
I'm no scientist.
What are you imagining? Like, it's so weird to imagine a snail with its head buried in the ground.
Snails, man. Classic snails.
To be honest, I don't know if worms eat dirt either. What does a worm eat?
It doesn't eat the dirt, but it eats the things that are in the dirt.
Yes.
You know, so the same way that we, if we were in a forest, we don't eat the forest. We just eat the parts of the forest that happen to be deer.
That's a good point.
We don't just troll
through the forest, mouth open, eating leaves and sticks.
Although I can honestly see you doing that.
I feel like I'm
sprinting through a
just stick slamming me in the face.
Yeah,
I'm
coming
getting
out with
some
a mouthful of leaves.
I like to imagine
chewing whatever wanders in.
I do that thing where I get down on my knees and open my mouth and look like a flower, and I wait for bees and stuff to land on my tongue. Yeah, to pollinate me.
Yeah.
And then I eat the bee.
Mm-hmm. That sting your tongue.
Well, not if I'm quicker than them.
You're not.
Also, I'm going to bite down. A bee is littler than where my teeth are. So if I bite down, the bee's just in my mouth.
It's not the best plan, but it will. I've got great news for you. Anytime Jackson gets the bees.
Man, that's so hard to imagine eating, like catching a bee with your mouth. Is no one else going on this journey with me?
I'm here with you. I'm just also wondering if you've, to catch the bees, you've got like a mouthful of honey or something.
Yeah. Mouthful of flowers, open up my mouth, they come in to pollinate, I bite down. But then, what I keep thinking about, so bees in my mouth.
Yep.
I want to kill bee with teeth, okay?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. You're doing the mime of it. Great. Now, No, actually, I don't know what you're implying.
You had to have a flower in your mouth.
Yes, yes. But imagine that my hands are my teeth.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, Jackson is holding his hands out with the fingers meeting each other, yeah. held horizontal, so to approximate a Venus flytrap of a mouth.
Exactly. Yum, yum. The bee comes in.
Yes.
Now, how do I get the bee, which is buzzing around the interior of my mouth, to my teeth?
Are you going to crush it with your tongue?
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. If I do that, it'll definitely bite my tongue and I'll choke to death and die.
Can you do that thing where you open your mouth, but open your teeth, but keep your lips closed?
What? Well, I don't know what you're doing.
So if you close your mouth.
Just did like a kissy face.
Yeah, close your mouth now. Okay, now open your teeth. Keeping your mouth closed, and now close your teeth. Okay, so we're going to do 50 repetitions of that, Carter, and then maybe you'll be ready to face the bee clan.
Yeah.
How does that help?
Think of yourself as the trash compactor from Star Wars.
Yeah, but
you are now an environmental hazard for the bee.
There's so much room in my mouth that's not teeth.
What if we fill your mouth with rocks? One flower up the front or one flower up the back to lure the bee in.
Yes.
Around your tongue, scattered jagged rocks.
Yeah, absolutely.
For you to drive into the bee.
The bee gets in my mouth and I just shake my head around like crazy, hopefully killing the bee.
Exactly.
Then I swallow it all at once, rock, bee, and flower.
Oh, my God.
That's the only way to eat a forest that I know.
Yeah.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Zoe B.
I've been Tom Walker.
Eat bees.
Don't eat bees.
Eat bees.
Eat bees. Come on, just do it.
No, food crime legal.
Yeah, don't.
Legalize food crime.
Legalize food crime. Eat bee. Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows we do here at Sans Pants Radio, then why not subscribe to SansPantsPlus.com? For as little as $5 a month, you could have access to a whole bunch of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's SansPantsPlus.com.